Since the first Bush administration, federal agencies have tried to make sure that if a development destroyed wetlands, the developer had to create an equal amount of wetlands somewhere else. The goal was no net loss of wetlands. Now the Army Corps of Engineers has changed its policy through a newly issued guidance letter. Developers will only have to preserve existing wetlands somewhere else or establish buffer strips along a waterway instead of creating replacement wetlands. Robin Mann is with the Sierra Club.
Despite the fact that the Corps is denying it, we see this guidance letter as really basically abandoning that national goal, that policy of no net loss.
Even with the no net loss policy in place, an average of 58,000 acres of wetland was lost each year. The environmental groups say a lot more wetlands will disappear because of the Army Corps of Engineers' new policy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.